Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we always want to keep you informed of what's taking place in Israel. Do you know that our government supports the Palestinian people? Of course, we support Israel as well, and Europe does as well. But we actually have given them money over the years to be able to treat the sewage that's produced within the Palestinian people there in their communities. And they're taking that money, reports are, from Sharon Haskell of the Likud party in the Knesset in Israel. And she's explaining to us what's happening. And raw sewage, you got to listen to this, raw sewage is coming out of the Palestinian people's communities, and it's going into the Mediterranean, it's going into the rivers, and it's going to destroy. She says it might not even be able to fix this problem. As a matter of fact, let's join her right now in Israel, in Jerusalem. Let's take a look.
Hello and welcome to Ask the Source. I'm your host, Josh Reinstein, and we're here in a beautiful day on our rooftop studio in Jerusalem. My guest today is member of Knesset, Sharon Haskell. Member of Knesset Haskell, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I was born in Canada. I grew up here in Israel since I was 1 year old. I joined the military at the age of 18. I served for 3 years as a combat soldier here around Jerusalem during the second Intifada. That was the time of the bombings as well, the suicide bombers. After my military service, I moved to the States. I lived in California for a year. From there, I moved to Australia. I lived in Australia for about 6 years, training as a veterinarian nurse. I worked in Sydney, and I volunteered in an animal welfare NGO. About 4 years ago, I decided to move back here to Israel to make a change as well in the life of all Israelis.
Member of Knesset Haskell, you're a member of the Likud party, but one of the main focuses that you're looking into is environmental problems that have occurred because of the signing of the Oslo Accords. Can you tell us about the paper that you've developed?
Okay, so one of the problems it's not a problem, in the Oslo Accord, the Palestinian Authority committed to build treatment plants for all the sewage around their territories. And so about 20 years ago, since then, nothing has been actually done. There is sewage, open sewage in the cities that is flowing into the rivers. Those rivers end up in major Israeli cities like Tel Aviv, like Caesarea, like Be'er Sheva, and in the Mediterranean Sea.
What kind of impact would this have on the environment here in Israel?
Okay, so it's a major impact. First of all, the environmental impact in the rivers and in the seas, the destruction of vegetations, the destructions of animal, of sea life, not to talk about the soil. Now, we're not just talking about home sewage. We're talking about industrial sewage. This is sewage that contains chemicals. It contains poisons. It contains carcinogenic chemicals. And so it can be really dangerous for humans, vegetations, and animal all around wherever it spreads.
The money given to the PA comes from countries like America and Europe. Why wasn't more done to make sure that this money that was designated for environmental projects actually went to the projects?
Okay, so it didn't actually, it wasn't monitored, the money. The United States and Europe were giving all these funds into the Palestinian Authority every time there were claims that it's not enough money to build those treatment plants or it's not enough in order to maintain those treatment plants. And we see that it's been 20 years and nothing had been really done still till now.
What can be done?
Okay, so first of all, it's important to write about it, to bring the awareness about it as well. Me, with a paper that I was writing with a group of researchers and with the help of the Knesset, we formed a paper that we are sending now to different parliaments around Europe, around America, to tell them to stop giving funds for something that is not being treated. More than that, it's important to raise these issues. Some of these problems with the sewage might be irreversible problems. For example, there's the water aquifer under the mountain of Judea and Samaria is one of the biggest water supplies to Israel and to the Palestinians as well. if any of this contamination enters into this aquifer, this is going to be an irreversible damage. These clean waters are not going to be, we're not going to be able to use them. More than that, some of the Palestinians are actually using footage of open sewage, you know, of dirt and pollution, and saying it's all of Israel's fault. And it's important to raise this awareness so that they know it's not actually Israel that has caused this problem. It's the Palestinian Authority that is not making what it's what it guaranteed to do in these agreements. More than that, it doesn't let Israel help them, because Israel numerous times has tried to treat this problem. It actually even built different infrastructure around the Jewish areas. In order to plug the Palestinians' villages to that to the Jewish settlements around as well, and they refused to do it. Every single solution that Israel offered, they refused to actually cooperate on it. So I think one of the main thing that needs to be done is international pressure, bringing the awareness of everybody to this issue.
You know, at the same time that we're seeing the Palestinian Authority abusing all these different funds, whether it be for education or environment or really everything, there's a real double standard coming from Europe, where they're labeling products from Judea and Samaria. Why the double standard?
Okay, so it's really a question that we need to ask them. First of all, we need to understand that it's a racist issue. Because we've noticed as well with the BDS, they're not actually boycotting, for example, if they're boycotting academics, people who come to lecture in university, they don't boycott Israeli Arabs who come to lecture there. They're boycotting Jews lecturer who come, Jews Israeli who come to lecture there. Same with industrial products, you know, they're not boycotting products from Israeli Arabs factories, they're boycotting Jewish Israeli factories. And so they're not actually boycotting Israel, they're boycotting Jews. This is the first issue. The second issue is really a double standard. They're not labeling, you know, in Morocco. They're not, they didn't request to label in Turkey what comes from north of Cyprus. And so this is a real question that we need to ask the European Union and the European parliaments.
Member Crescent Haskell, there are literally tens of millions of people watching the show. What message do you have for our viewing audience?
I think my message would be all of nations, all of people who believe in the same shared values of democracy and freedom need to join forces together. Don't leave us out. We are part of the free world. We are part of the democratic world. And so by trying to boycott, to single us out, you're actually damaging the only democracy within the Middle East.
Thank you, Member of Knesset Haskell, for being on the show. And thank you for tuning in to Ask the Source. I'm your host, Josh Reinstein, now back studio.
Welcome back. Listen, think about this. Think about Israel and what's taking place. What they're saying is they need our government's help. They need the 530 folks we sent to Washington, D.C. to get behind the Palestinian authorities not doing what they need to do with the money that we sent them, that Europe sent them, and other countries sent them. Imagine if our drinking water, like Flint, Michigan, has lead in their drinking water. Now imagine having all these chemicals and the sewage just pouring down into your drinking water. That's what's taking place. At the same time, all these folks are standing up for boycott, divestment, and sanctions, the BDS movement, which we're going to talk about after this program. But it really puts things into context. Instead of trying to boycott Israel, divest from Israel, and bring sanctions on Israel, you need to take the money. They need to take the money that your tax dollars gave them to be able to take care of their own sewage and waste and chemicals.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.